Radio Gorgeous. Today, I'm at 58 South Moulton Street Wellness Centre, London W1, and I'm meeting with Lulu Ferrand, who is a biodynamic craniosacral therapist. Before we started, I asked Lulu when she lightly touches me, fully clothed on her couch. When she's feeling my body, what will she be looking for?
I'll be looking for all sorts of things within your system, and when I see them and feel them and sense them, then I will tell you what I'm feeling and you can tell me what you're feeling. So this may be like a pull within the connective tissue. It might be a swirling. It might be a little shuddering. It might be tightness or heaviness. And you might feel tingling or heat releasing from your body. It's basically a treatment that assists the body in doing its own self-healing, because we forget these things. So we go through our lives and we add various traumas, whether it's emotional or physical, and this is allowing the body to get rid of that trauma and to get itself back to health. So actually, it doesn't matter what's wrong with you, because I'm not looking at what's wrong with you. I'm looking at rebalancing the body and encouraging it back to health.
So Lulu, you did say on the website, I'll just say one thing, you did say that it's to do with water in the body, and I found that very interesting.
Girls are 75% water, and boys are a little bit more. I'm not really sure why, but we're essentially like a water bag, jelly bag, full of fluid. And that's one of the things that I tune into. I mean, a lot of people tune into bones and actual muscles and ligaments and things, but I tend to go a little bit deeper than that into actually the fluid of the body. And I work very much at that level.
Okay, let's start.
So I'm going down to your feet now. Before we start, I just want you to feel really settled. Notice your body against the bed. So working from the top down, just try and notice the back of your head against the bed, and then your shoulders. And just work down your body, trying to let go of anything that you feel you might be holding.
Lulu then held my feet and asked me if I felt a tremor from my belly button. She explained why.
Well, yes. We'll see, it's also a place of holding trauma, if particularly for those of us over 50, when they used to cut the umbilical cord a bit too soon. They don't cut it too soon now. But.
Wow. Can't believe what you're saying.
Okay, so I'm just going to move now, and I'm going to come to the side of your body, and I'm just going to try and get your system just to settle a little bit. And to me, it feels as if your body is discharging. And
Is this coming on quicker than do some people you get, and you? Yes. They just can't be in tune. They're not in tune.
Yeah.
Especially if they're English. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like emotionally.
Yes, everybody's different.
Yeah.
And everybody unravels in different ways.
Yeah.
So.
Have you ever got anyone that couldn't unravel?
No. They tend to unravel the ones that are in their bodies. Sometimes
yes.
They've had.
So many people aren't in their bodies. Yeah.
Sometimes people have had so much trauma in their lives that actually it's easier to be out.
Yeah.
Well, they don't realise they're out of the body, but they struggle to sense it. So
yes. So how would you deal with someone like that?
So you would encourage, it would take a few sessions, but you'd encourage them to think about the insides of their body and maybe touch it, touch the skin, and just get a sense of being inside it, and gradually they come back. They don't realise it either, but they will feel, oh my goodness. I feel different. I feel whole, or I feel centered.
I then asked Lulu, while she was healing me, about other clients.
She, in February, came to see me, and she had very bad colitis, which is basically really serious irritable bowel. And she was about to have an operation for a colostomy bag. And she was 35.
What?
Yeah. But something stopped her. She thought, I just can't go through with this. I have to. So she cancelled. The night before, she cancelled her operation. And she had six treatments. I mean, she couldn't leave the house. She had six treatments before she had a normal stool. Horrible word, but we all do it.
So and what, 11, it's always diarrhea, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 11 treatments before she was really nearly 90% there.
Mm.
And we stopped over the summer because she was very busy with her small children. And she had two episodes. And considering she couldn't leave the house, and she'd had it for 8 years, colitis, for 8 years. And she, but she now listens to her body. She realises what her body likes and doesn't like to eat. She knows it's slightly hormonal as well, because it seems to maybe a bit worse during her periods. But she's transformed. Absolutely transformed. And although it hasn't gone 100%, I wish she's still a client, it's made a massive difference to her life.
Now, I'm interested to know how she felt when you first felt her.
She felt very heavy. She was blocked, really blocked. It felt as if I had my hands on a very heavy boulder. No fluid at all in the body at all. She'd had major jaw operations, so that needed undoing.
How interesting. But you think, because you can think about it, a kind of the jaw and the bowel, in a way, you know, they're both food. They're both to do food. They're kind of linked in a strange
but
way.
If you have major operations anywhere in your body, it tends to kind of block up, you know, the energy within your body, and you'll find that actually, you know, jaw problems can block the energy flow up into your head.
Health, beauty, and well-being, and sometimes sex. Listen to Radio Gorgeous every day now. So here I am with Lulu, and we've just had a session of cranial sacral therapy. I can't believe what's the heat that's come off me, Louise.
Well, you had several different types of releases, and everybody's different as to how they release. So. You had, from your spine, you had like a fuzzy release. It felt like a fuzzy, heavy, as if it was just leaving your body. When we were on your sacrum, we had a lot of heat there, a lot of heat. And that really felt as if it was starting to melt away, you know, really your body was starting to soften because it felt quite tight in there. The sacrum felt tight in your pelvis. So that is kind of working away. We also had, from your head, when I was at your head kind of almost like expanded and softened out, you know, loosened. The bones should be loosely connected and not tightly fixed. And yours were very tightly fixed at the beginning. So what happens now is that over the next two or three days, your body will probably continue. So you might lie in bed in the middle of the night and think, oh, I've got some sort of fuzzing going on. I've got heat coming from my base of my spine. It's trust your body. It's your body unraveling itself. So what I would say to you now, in an ideal world, and hopefully you might come back, is that you really need another one in probably about 10 days to 2 weeks. And we'll have another go and take another layer of the onion off to get back down to what you really are. So, it's like any other typical patient. It might only be 5 or 6 sessions.
How may I feel afterwards?
You may feel tired, because actually, although you've been lying still, your body has been working quite hard getting rid of all this garbage. You may feel invigorated and just full of life. You may take 2 or 3 days of noticing things, and then suddenly you feel fantastic. You may not notice, this is only your first treatment, you may not actually notice a great deal after the first one. But, you know, after a few, you will really start to feel all these different movements within your body.
May I sit up now?
Yes.
Right, Lulu, you've got to come and sit next to me on the couch.
okay? Because we've got to talk now. I want to find out your journey. I want to know, is this healing and how did you come to it?
Well, it's all a bit of a bizarre story, really. But in 2010, I was ill. I had a very serious illness and I was knocking on death's door. And
that was cancer.
That was breast cancer, yeah. And during my recovery, which I was, you know, kind of got over it and everything, recovering, it was the 1st of January 2011, which I always think is a funny date because there's lots of ones. And it was just after lunch, so maybe it was 11 minutes past one. But I suddenly noticed this buzz all over my body, a really, really strong, strong buzz, which took me a long time to work out what it was. But it was kind of some sort of enlightenment. And I knew there was no point going to see a doctor with it. And my hands were circling and it was just... And I couldn't turn it off.
So it was a physical manifestation.
Yeah, absolute physical. And various friends would have you know, something wrong with like a tennis elbow or a frozen shoulder. And I'd go, oh, give me a shoulder or give me your elbow. And they'd say, what are you doing? I don't know. So I thought I'd better do something about it. And I just didn't want to be a wacky healer. I wanted to have a certificate because I think it's really important for all those people who, normal people, if you have a normal person, who believe there's some sort of energy going on with your body but don't really feel brave enough to go to a healer. So I did anatomy and physiology. And then I did 2 years of craniosacral therapy here in London and then qualified in 2013.
Lulu Ferrand, how do people get in contact with you?
Well, via my website, really, luluferrand.co.uk or Google Lulu Ferrand.
And you can travel, you're UK-based, where are your different practices?
Yeah, I work in London and I work near Leicester and I also work in North Yorkshire. So I travel around, so really there's no excuse for anyone.
I just want to tell you told me one story when I was lying on the couch and the recorder wasn't on. About this lovely old lady and she was always cold and had the fire on.
Yeah, she's walks with a Zimmer frame and she comes to keep feeling supple. And she loves it, but she was paying £40 a week with her electric fire. But once we got the body freed up, she no longer has a blanket and doesn't have her fire on.
You're warming up people's lives. Thank you so much, Lulu Ferrand, for coming onto Radio Gorgeous.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling Burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea, cast a spell over me. But I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes, and I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go to my
Radio Gorgeous. This podcast has been produced and presented by Josephine Pembroke for Radio Gorgeous Productions, Radio Gorgeous 2016, and has been beautifully edited by Martha Winter.